Recess has expired. The Senate is back in session. Senator from Franklin County.
Mr. President, I'm sending forward a list of committee members for administration, gubernatorial appointments, and rules committee, and I'd ask that they be read.
Please send that list forward. Madam Secretary, please read that list.
Administration, Senator David Schatz, Chair. Senator Caleb Rowden, Vice Chair. Senator Jeannie Riddle. Senator Gina Walsh. Senator S. Kiki Curls. Gubernatorial appointments. Senator David Schatz, Chair. Senator Caleb Rowden, Vice Chair. Senator Mike Sirpoy. Senator Emery. Senator Libela. Senator Riddle, Senator Luchtmeyer, Senator Whelan, Senator Walsh, Senator Curls, Senator Nasheed. Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senator Rowden, Chair. Senator Schatz, Vice Chair. Senator Bernsketter, Senator Hageman, Senator Luchtmeyer, Senator Walsh, Senator Holzman, Senator May.
Mr. President, would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I ask that the reading be waived and they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived and they shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
They shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be first reading of pre-filed bills. Madam Secretary, please read the pre-filed bills.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to expungement of certain criminal records. Senate Bill 2, an act relating to medical marijuana license and certificate applicants. Senate Bill 3, an act relating to abandoned real property in certain cities. Senate Bill 4, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Senate Bill 5, an act relating to the petition process for amending the law. Senate Bill 6, an act relating to controlled substances. Senate Bill 7, an act relating to civil procedure. Senate Bill 8, an act relating to required minimum prison sentences. Senate Bill 9, an act relating to impeachment trials. Senate Bill 10, an act relating to the minimum wage rates required to be paid to employees. Senate Bill 11, an act relating to Medicaid per diem reimbursement rates. Senate Bill 12, an act relating to charges for the service of court orders. Senate Bill 14, an act relating to child custody arrangements. Senate Bill 15, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles while using electronic devices. Senate Bill 16, an act relating to workforce incentive grants. Senate Bill 17, an act relating to public school retirement system of Missouri. Senate Bill 18, an act relating to gubernatorial appointments. Senate Bill 19, an act relating to certain crimes against emergency service providers. Senate Bill 20, an act relating to the expiration of a court surcharge for deposit in the DNA Profiling Analysis Fund. Senate Bill 21, an act relating to public safety sales tax. Senate Bill 22, an act relating to discovery in criminal cases. Senate Bill 23, an act relating to firearms restraining orders. Senate Bill 24, an act relating to the transfer of prisoners. Senate Bill 25, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 26, an act relating to campaign finance disclosure requirements. Senate Bill 27, an act relating to Mo Health Net Services, Senate Bill 28, an act relating to low-income housing tax credits, Senate Bill 29, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes, Senate Bill 30, an act relating to the admissibility of failure to wear a safety belt as evidence in certain civil actions, Senate Bill 31, an act relating to malpractice insurance, Senate Bill 32, an act relating to repealing the death penalty, Senate Bill 33, an act relating to state colleges and universities grievance procedures, Senate Bill 34, an act relating to coroners, Senate Bill 35, an act relating to certain offenders of sex crimes, Senate Bill 36, an act relating to real estate licensees, Senate Bill 37, an act relating to the offense of promoting prostitution, Senate Bill 38, an act relating to the employer-employee relationship, Senate Bill 39, an act relating to the carrying of firearms on public transportation systems, Senate Bill 40, an act relating to the storage of firearms, Senate Bill 41, an act relating to domestic violence offenders, Senate Bill 42, an act relating to an extreme risk order of protection, Senate Bill 43, an act relating to video lottery, Senate Bill 44, an act relating to sports wagering, Senate Bill 45, an act relating to health care for persons with disabilities, Senate Bill 46, an act relating to taxation, Senate Bill 48, an act relating to short-term major medical policies, Senate Bill 49, an act relating to enforcement of judgments and decrees against insurance companies, Senate Bill 50, an act relating to taxation, Senate Bill 51, an act relating to charter schools, Senate Bill 52, an act relating to taxation, Senate Bill 53, an act relating to duties of county officials, Senate Bill 54, an act relating to interest rates on payments by insurers, Senate Bill 55, an act relating to low-income rate authorization for water corporations and sewer corporations, Senate Bill 56, an act relating to financial incentives for job creation, Senate Bill 57, an act relating to certain infrastructure facilities, Senate Bill 58, an act relating to tax credits for job creation, Senate Bill 59, an act relating to absentee voting, Senate Bill 60, an act relating to victims of certain crimes, Senate Bill 61, an act relating to tax deduction for educator expenses, Senate Bill 62, an act relating to civil actions, Senate Bill 63, an act relating to labor organizations, Senate Bill 64, an act relating to sanctuary policies for municipalities, Senate Bill 65, an act relating to punitive damages, Senate Bill 66, an act relating to water safety and security, Senate Bill 67, an act relating to the provision of emergency medical treatment, Senate Bill 68, an act relating to workforce development, Senate Bill 69, an act relating to court proceedings, Senate Bill 70, an act relating to personal care assistance services, Senate Bill 71, an act relating to workers' compensation premiums, Senate Bill 72, an act relating to property tax assessments of electric companies, Senate Bill 73, an act relating to reading intervention in schools, Senate Bill 74, an act relating to prison terms, Senate Bill 75, an act relating to carrying of a concealed weapon, Senate Bill 76, an act relating to work and community engagement requirements to certain Mo Health Net participants. Senate Bill 77, an act relating to the Medicaid Global Waiver. Senate Bill 78, an act relating to Missouri RX Plan. Senate Bill 79, an act relating to municipal ordinance violations. Senate Bill 80, an act relating to teacher employment. Senate Bill 81, an act relating to administrative law procedures. Senate Bill 82, an act relating to health care facilities. Senate Bill 83, an act relating to child relocation. Senate Bill 84, an act relating to geologic resources fees. Senate Bill 85, an act relating to sales tax filing dates. Senate Bill 86, an act relating to funding for senior services. Senate Bill 87, an act relating to tax refund donations for pediatric cancer research. Senate Bill 88, an act relating to guardians ad litem. Senate Bill 89, an act relating to commercial driver's license. Senate Bill 90, an act relating to employment security. Senate Bill 91, an act relating to traffic offenses. Senate Bill 92, an act relating to insurance coverage for fertility treatments. Senate Bill 93, an act relating to penalties for the offense of delivery of controlled substances containing heroin. Senate Bill 94, an act relating to the unlawful possession of firearms. Senate Bill 95, an act relating to employment practices relating to gender. Senate Bill 96, an act relating to the statute of limitations for personal injury claims. Senate Bill 97, an act relating to the assessment of certain properties that are exempt from ad valorem taxes. Senate Bill 98, an act relating to health insurance. Senate Bill 99, an act relating to the Missouri Reinsurance Plan. Senate Bill 100, an act relating to statutes of limitations. Senate Bill 101, an act relating to a statewide hearing aid distribution program. Senate Bill 102, an act relating to the operation of certain motor vehicles on the shoulder of the roadway. Senate Bill 103, an act relating to unanticipated out-of-network health care services. Senate Bill 104, an act relating to MoHealthNet services. Senate Bill 105, an act relating to benefit corporations. Senate Bill 106, an act relating to parental notification. Senate Bill 107, an act relating to service dogs. Senate Bill 108, an act relating to tax increment financing. Senate Bill 109, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 110, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 111, an act relating to traffic enforcement. Senate Bill 112, an act relating to earnings taxes. Senate Bill 113, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 114, an act relating to motor vehicle licenses offices. Senate Bill 115, an act relating to the confiscation of animals. Senate Bill 116, an act relating to workforce development. Senate Bill 117, an act relating to roofing contractors. Senate Bill 118, an act relating to the protection of taxpayers utilizing certain tax preparers. Senate Bill 119, an act relating to personal flotation devices. Senate Bill 120, an act relating to operation of motorcycles and motor tricycles. Senate Bill 121, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 122, an act relating to a cause of action against a public body for offering certain services. Senate Bill 123, an act relating to charges for the service of court orders. Senate Bill 124, an act relating to public safety. Senate Bill 125, an act relating to municipal government. Senate Bill 126, an act relating to energy savings. Senate Bill 127, an act relating to a prescription drug importation study. Senate Bill 128, an act relating to vendors of consumer-directed services. Senate Bill 129, an act relating to private college campus police. Senate Bill 130, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities. Senate Bill 131, an act relating to the Comprehensive State Energy Plan. Senate Bill 132, an act relating to the closure of certain records. Senate Bill 133, an act relating to the sale of eggs. Senate Bill 134, an act relating to solid waste penalty assessments. Senate Bill 135, an act relating to the exemption from attachment of a person's interest in proceeds from personal injury claim. Senate Bill 136, an act relating to the collection of biological samples from individuals arrested for felony offenses. Senate Bill 137, an act relating to driver's license revocation proceedings for refusals to submit to chemical tests. Senate Bill 138, an act relating to reports issued by the state auditor. Senate Bill 139, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 140, an act relating to notaries public. Senate Bill 141, an act relating to sales tax filing periods. Senate Bill 142, an act relating to the financial protection of vulnerable populations. Senate Bill 143, an act relating to the joint election of governor and lieutenant governor. Senate Bill 144, an act relating to call spoofing. Senate Bill 145, an act relating to Amber Alert System. Senate Bill 146, an act relating to the Secretary of State's Technology Trust Fund. Senate Bill 147, an act relating to motor vehicle registration periods. Senate Bill 148, an act relating to disclosures required by entities entering into contracts with a public agency. Senate Bill 149, an act relating to local sales taxes. Senate Bill 150, an act relating to civil actions. Senate Bill 151, an act relating to corporate income taxes. Senate Bill 152, an act relating to providing services to homeless persons. Senate Bill 153, an act relating to roofing contractors. Senate Bill 154, an act relating to arbitration agreements between employers and employees. Senate Bill 155, an act relating to the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances. Senate Bill 156, an act relating to workers' compensation. Senate Bill 157, an act relating to unemployment benefits, probationary periods. Senate Bill 158, an act relating to valuation of bids for state contracts. Senate Bill 159, an act relating to administrative hearing commissioners. And Senate Bill 160, an act relating to educational scholarships. Senate Bill 161, an act relating to automation adjustments paid by employers subject to unemployment compensation laws. Senate Bill 162, an act relating to leave from employment. Senate Bill 163, an act relating to the sale and transfer of firearms. Senate Bill 164, relating to marital and family therapists. Senate Bill 165, an act relating to certificates of need. Senate Bill 166, an act relating to records submitted to the Public Service Commission. Senate Bill 167, an act relating to contracts for construction services. Senate Bill 168, an act relating to competitive bidding for school districts. Senate Bill 169, an act relating to civil penalties for violating federally mandated natural gas safety standards. Senate Bill 170, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 171, an act relating to absentee voting. Senate Bill 172, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Senate Bill 173, an act relating to property assessment contracts for energy efficiency. Senate Bill 174, an act relating to the calculation of Missouri adjusted gross income. Senate Bill 175, an act relating to a tax credit for certain financial institutions. Senate Bill 176, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 177, an act relating to public health management qualifications. Senate Bill 178, an act relating to leave from employment for victims of certain crimes. Senate Bill 179, an act relating to filings by certain financial institutions with the Division of Finance. Senate Bill 180, an act relating to incentives for the creation of military jobs. Senate Bill 182, an act relating to incentives for interstate business relocation. Senate Bill 183, an act relating to an errand income tax credit. Senate Bill 184, an act relating to job training. Senate Bill 185, an act relating to employer eligibility in the Missouri State Employees Retirement System. Senate Bill 186, an act relating to the operation of platoons on Missouri roads. Senate Bill 187, an act relating to gaming. Senate Bill 188, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 189, an act relating to use taxes. Senate Bill 190, an act relating to the use of sales and use tax revenues for transportation. Senate Bill 191, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory housing practices. Senate Bill 192, an act relating to small loans. Senate Bill 190.
I would remind our colleagues that while the bills are being read, please keep your conversations to a minimum or go into the side galleries to have those conversations. Thank you. Madam Secretary, please continue.
Senate Bill 193, an act relating to campaign finance. Senate Bill 194, an act relating to unmanned aircraft. Senate Bill 195, an act relating to wagering on certain sports events. Senate Bill 196, an act relating to county courthouses. Senate Bill 197, an act relating to portable refrigeration units. Senate Bill 198, An act relating to penalties for the offense of delivery or controls of controlled substance containing fentanyl or carfentanil. Senate Bill 199, an act relating to the Missouri Secure Choice Program. Senate Bill 200, an act relating to licenses granted by the Department of Revenue. Senate Bill 201, an act relating to a miles per gallon based vehicle registration fee. Senate Bill 202, an act relating to mining royalties on federal land. Senate Bill 203, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties. Senate Bill 204, an act relating to psychologist licensees. Senate Bill 205, an act relating to state funding for college-level classes taken in high school. Senate Bill 206, an act relating to construction of facilities authorized by school districts. Senate Bill 207, an act relating to the administrative education of municipal ordinance violations. Senate Bill 208, an act relating to property tax relief for certain vulnerable populations. Senate Bill 209, an act relating to the use of credit reports by employers. Senate Bill 210, an act related to the state fruit tree. Senate Bill 211, an act relating to fees for new tires. Senate Bill 212, an act relating to occupational disease under workers' compensation laws. Senate Bill 213, an act relating to the nonpartisan state demographer. Senate Bill 214, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 215, an act relating to the provision of paper and plastic bags. Senate Bill 216, an act relating to pregnancy-related services.
Senator from Cole, you will observe the egress and ingress of the proper ways to exit and enter the floor and various desks. Madam Secretary, please continue.
Senate Bill 217, an act relating to the offense of unlawful transfer of weapons. Senate Bill 218, an act relating to agricultural education programs. Senate Bill number 219, an act relating to the practice of public accounting. Senate Bill 220, an act relating to the taxation of partnerships. Senate Bill 221, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 222, an act relating to wagering on sporting events on excursion gambling boats. Senate Bill 223, an act relating on the offense of murder in the second degree. Senate Bill 224, an act relating to making certain rules relating to discovery more consistent with the federal rules of civil procedure. Senate Bill 225, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties. Senate Bill number 226, an act relating to association health care plans. Senate Bill 227, an act relating to employer policies on drug use. Senate Bill 228, an act relating to methods on service of notice under employment security laws. Senate Bill 229, an act relating to health insurance reimbursement for athletic trainers. Senate Bill 230, an act relating to venue in guardianship and conservatorship proceedings. Senate Bill 231, an act relating to motor vehicle franchise practices. Senate Bill 232, an act relating to the Ticket to Work Health Assurance Program. Senate Bill 233, an act relating to sheltered workshops. Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, an act relating to the initiative petition process. Senate Joint Resolution 2, an act relating to impeachment trials. Senate Joint Resolution 3, an act relating to nonpartisan court plan. Senate Joint Resolution 4, an act relating to the state budget. Senate Joint Resolution 5, an act relating to personal property taxes. Senate Joint Resolution 6, an act relating to the appropriation of state money. Senate Joint Resolution 7, an act relating to initiative petitions. Senate Joint Resolution 8, an act relating to elective state offices. Senate Joint Resolution 9, an act relating to term limits for statewide offices. Senate Joint Resolution 10, an act relating to the state budget. Senate Joint Resolution 11, an act relating to the initiative petition process. Senate Joint Resolution 12, an act relating to voter turnout thresholds for tax increases. Senate Joint Resolution 13, an act relating to term limits for members of the General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 14, an act relating to the limitation of terms served by certain elected officers. Senate Joint Resolution 15, an act relating to financial disclosure for entities engaging in certain political campaign activities.
Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a correction to the gubernatorial appointments, the rules appointments, and the administration appointments. I'd like to send that forward and send this correction forward.
Would you like the previous one sent back, Senator?
Send the previous one back, and I will send the new one forward.
Madam Secretary, send the previous appointments back. New appointments are coming forward. Senator Franklin, is it just a clarification on the Rules Committee?
It is just a clarification on the Rules Committee. That is correct.
The first round with the committee assignments will be as is. The Rules Committee will be what we address. Madam Secretary, please read the Rules Committee members.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions and Ethics. Senator Rowden, Chair. Senator Schatz, Vice Chair. Senator Bernsketter, Senator Hageman, Senator Luchtemeyer, Senator Holzman, Senator May.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of messages from the House. And I ask the Secretary, please read the messages.
We do have messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 2. Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 3. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 3, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 4, respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that the rules be suspended and HCR 1 be taken up for adoption.
Senator, while that is being copied for distribution, would you like to explain HCR 1? Hearing no objection for the rules to be suspended on HCR number 1. Senator, go ahead. Would you like to bring HCR 1 before the body?
Yes, Mr. President. I now move that HCR 1 be adopted.
The Senator from Boone has moved for the adoption of HCR number 1. It is being copied so it can be distributed. Senator from Boone, would you like to explain the concurrent resolution?
President, per our previous dialogue, HCR 1 is what will allow us to move into the joint session, which will happen shortly. Thank you to my colleagues for enduring 200-plus pre-files, and thanks to our tremendous reader for reading well. This will be our concurrent resolution that the House has passed, and we will pick this up, pass it, and then we will immediately move over to the House for our joint session and our picture, at which time we will come back and probably have at most about 10 minutes of business, and then we will be adjourned for the day, and we'll get ready for the festivities tonight. With that, Mr. President, I'd certainly be willing to answer any questions.
Senator from the 5th District, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire the Senator from the 30th.
Senator from the 30th District. Do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Good evening, Senator. How are you?
Afternoon, Senator. I'm well. Yourself?
What bills did you file?
What bill did I file? Specifically, which?
What bills did you file this session?
I've filed a few bills this session.
What are they?
What are they?
You can't hear?
I can hear fine. I'm wondering if you're wanting an exhaustive list right now.
Now, you have to know that you're not in the House anymore, right? You're not in the House, so it's not confrontational.
No,
so I asked you, what bills did you file?
I can get you a list, Senator, if... And...
Well, just tell me one bill, because I may like it.
Let's see. We've filed some workforce development bills that we're still working on, maybe drafting a substitute that we can work on and maybe help the workforce of the state.
Oh, okay. So is that the governor's bill?
No, I think it's my bill.
Okay. You think the governor's going to sign it?
I don't know. I think we've got a lot of work to do this session.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to see what bills you have coming forth on this floor.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
We're on the adoption motion of HCR 1 from the Senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Boone County renews his motion that HCR be a one be adopted. All those in favor signify by it's a roll call vote. That was a trick. Next time we'll come without warning. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur,
aye.
Bernsgetter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Searpoy,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hageman,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Laughlin, Honor, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Aye.
Senator from Butler. Votes aye. Senator from Barton. Madam Secretary, would you please call the absentees?
Senators Romine.
By your vote of 34 aye and 0 no, you have adopted HCR 1. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate repair to the House of Representatives for a joint session commemorating the opening of the 100th General Assembly.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close. Senator renews his motion to for the Senate to move to repair to the House. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall repair to the House.